Nehemiah 9:1-38, devotional focus verse. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed, and worshipped the Lord their God. Nehemiah 9:2-3. One night, several years ago, my sleep was disturbed by the loud roar of a helicopter near our house. Then, while I was still trying to get fully awake and sort out what was happening, the entire room was brightly illuminated. I jumped from bed and hurried to the bedroom window. To my amazement, our entire backyard and even the alley behind us were ablaze with light. A police helicopter was hovering above our home, and its searchlight was incredibly powerful. At once, I began to wonder, who are they looking for? What has that person done? I knew my family and I were safe inside our home and that the police search had nothing to do with us. So, as the light continued to blaze down around our house for the next half hour, I began to consider God's searchlight. The purpose of the light that lit up our yard was a negative one from the viewpoint of the person being sought. However, God's purpose in sending His spiritual searchlight to illuminate our hearts is positive. His intention is to reveal any spiritual errors and help us rectify that situation. That was what happened in our text today. In the previous chapter of Nehemiah, Ezra had read from the law to the people, and it acted as a searchlight. It revealed just how far the people of Judah had departed from following God's instructions. Today's text relates that later in the same month, the people came together again to confess their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Their purpose was evidenced by the fact that the people assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. Verse 1. All indicators of a spirit of mourning in that culture. We can learn a lesson from the people of Judah who responded rightly to God's revelation by confessing and repenting. At times, God's word, perhaps in our personal devotions or in a sermon from the pulpit, illuminates a situation or attitude in our hearts which needs attention. When the searchlight of God's Spirit points out a matter, we may not wake up immediately. But gradually the understanding comes that we have said or done something that was not pleasing to God. How should we respond? When God enlightens us about a matter, we may be tempted to hide from the revelation, to justify ourselves or make an excuse. We may even attempt to ignore it. However, the right course of action is to open ourselves up to God's Spirit and willingly clear up any problem that He makes evident. God's searchlight also performs a vital function by revealing spiritual dangers. Our focus verses begin with the statement that the people of Jerusalem separated themselves from all strangers. For many years of Israel's history, God had warned them to separate themselves from the ungodly nations about them, but they had ignored that warning. God knew that such entanglements would draw the Israelites away from pure worship, and that is exactly what had happened. In our day as well, God's searchlight can help us keep away those areas in life where the devil hides his snares. How can we avoid danger if we refuse to allow the searchlight to illuminate those areas? As Christians today, we want to welcome the light and then take the necessary actions to rectify anything it may reveal. Background information. In chapter 9, 2 days after the conclusion of the joyful Feast of Tabernacles described in chapter 8, the people of Judah gathered once more. In an assembly of humble repentance, they confessed their sins with fasting, soul-searching, and prayer, actions which signified a repentant spirit. Then the people were led by the Levites in a prayer that rehearsed portions of Israel's history. In verses 1-3, the people took 3 symbolic actions that indicated deep remorse, mourning, and submission. They fasted, abstained from food, demonstrating that they were so troubled by their sins that food was unappealing. They wore sackcloth, a type of cloth made of black goat's hair that was thick, rough, and uncomfortable against the skin. And they placed dirt on their heads, equating themselves with the dust of the earth and indicating they were seeking God's pity and forgiveness. The people also separated themselves from strangers, the pagan inhabitants of other nations they had mingled with and, in some cases, married. This showed their willingness to decisively disengage from the ungodly influences that had affected their worship practices. Verse 3 indicates that they listened to the book of the law being read for 1/4 part of the day, or about 3 hours. Verses 4 to 5 state that certain of the Levites then led the people in prayer from an elevated position upon the stairs, probably the platform that Ezra had previously stood upon to read the law to the people. See chapter 8. The words of the prayer are recorded in verses 6 through 38. As in other places in Scripture, the prayer included mention of historical events. This oral summary of God's intervention in their past reminded the Israelites of their great heritage. Several notable events were included: God's call of Abram and the covenant made with him, verses 7 to 8, the Israelites' miraculous deliverance from bondage in Egypt, verses 9 to 12, how God instructed and provided for the people during their sojourn in the wilderness, verses 13 to 25, and the people's disobedience and rebellion against God and his subsequent judgment, verses 26 to 31. In verses 32 to 37, the people asked God for mercy and showed that they recognized that the problems they faced were deserved. They then renewed their covenant with God, with their leaders signing a written pledge to follow him in obedience. Conclusion. We will be blessed spiritually if we allow God's Spirit to search our hearts and willingly clear up any problem that he makes evident.